White, Medford, Minnesota, Campground, June 26, 1874. Dear Husband, we left Lodi yesterday morning at 5 o'clock, rode in the cars until last evening at 7 o'clock when we arrived at Owatonna. We found we could get no cars until this morning at 8 o'clock, so we decided to hire a conveyance. We did so for $3, which took us and part of our baggage 8 miles to Medford. We got to rest about 11 o'clock at Brother Grant's house. I hear this morning that there are above 30 tents on the ground. I have waited here at Brother Grant's till the tents are all pitched and ready for me to go into. I have felt very weary and have suffered much with heat. I shall try to do less at this meeting if I can. But sometimes the circumstances are such that rest is out of the question if we do all that ought to be done. At the last camp meeting, Brother Ransom was baptized. He says he is acquainted with you, has heard Father Miller. I spoke Sunday upon Christian temperance. His daughter, with himself, was deeply impressed. He said to her, "Daughter, I am going to make a reformation in my life. Will you help me?" After listening to that powerful discourse, I dare not venture to use any more tobacco. I will give it up here, if you will give up your tea. "I will give up my tea," answered the daughter, "if you will give up your tobacco." Well, here we unitedly pledge ourselves to strict habits of temperance before God. They then clasped their hands and shook hands upon it. While both were weeping, this Brother Ransom gave $25 for the mission upon the Pacific coast. Brother Ransom lives near Brother Jordan. Brother Jordan thinks some of going to California, but I have nothing to say for or against in this case. Remainder missing.